I can literally start immediately. I can start immediately. How you like that, dude?
We on it.
He wanted to wear these nice patterned pants.
Oh.
And he was like, all right, here, I'll let you tell.
Misrepresenting the story. Am I not allowed to address the... Okay.
Yeah, you can address the
Well, no, I won't do. Okay, I'm done. But
direct address.
Out of retirement, back talking to the camera. What a showman.
Well, no, because so I had ordered a sweater off of eBay. Because it was like a Lacoste sweater. It looks awesome. I haven't worn it around Shane because I don't know what he's going to be there.
Yeah.
You know? And then she was saying you should wear it with like patterned pants. Were you there for that?
I was on the other side of the room for this. Yeah, yeah. I thought it was for golf. No, I thought you were going to go golfing in it.
No.
You were just wearing it.
It's just casual. Yeah.
Patterned pants. What type of pattern?
No, I didn't even want pattern. That's what I'm saying. I didn't want patterned pants.
Oh, it was being thrust upon.
And she couldn't comprehend like the death sentence.
All right. And before they think I'm an asshole, it's like, that's good. You need the checks and balances, which you acknowledge, because without me, this is what started the conversation. Yes. He said, without me, he'd be a jewelry man.
Yes.
He'd be wearing rings and.
No.
And then he admitted he would be wearing bracelets. Car ride home. He spills the beans about what type of bracelets, and he's thinking Johnny Depp style. He's talking tons of like leather bracelets, which insane. And then he also spilled because all right, we're in the car and I'm playing music and I realize Steve, there's not one song I could play that. And then I realized Steve must not like music. And he was like,
yeah,
I'm not much of a music guy.
No, I've tried. I tried to go through a fan. I tried to be like,
what do you listen to?
I do the same thing.
Like, I get this guy in college and he was really into like Fish and Disco Biscuits. And I like tried to go to a jam band.
That sucks.
It wasn't my scene.
No, that sucks.
It's like a lot of that dancing like this.
Yeah.
The swing.
But then I realized the only song I know he likes is Pirates of the Caribbean theme song.
Yeah.
And he wants to wear Johnny Depp bracelets. He wants to be Johnny Depp. So then it gets worse because I'm like, you just want to dress like Johnny Depp. And he's like, well, no, I don't. Second later, he goes, I did try the bandana wrist. He tied a bandana.
I didn't go out with it. I just put it on just to see what it was. This was like years ago. This was
walk
years
around the house.
He tried to wear a bandana bracelet.
Exactly. But the thing about
insane
hold on a second.
Choice.
I
feel like I'm not that far off
from a bandana.
Well, first of all, I recently almost decided to just listen exclusively to movie music, like theme song music, and.
Yeah, I understand. Rap takes a toll on you.
Yeah.
You drive around. It's literally talking about jizzing in your girlfriend's face all day. And you're just like,
yeah.
I don't like
it's
that.
As close as I can get to actually listening to classical music is just listening to Thomas Newman songs, like Shawshank Redemption soundtrack.
Well, listen.
And I do think about jewelry every once in a while, but it's so not for me. I've never put it on.
I want to go back. I do agree with the first statement that it's important to have a Shane in your life and friends to, you don't want to, you know,
if you were out here in Westchester all by yourself, if we weren't doing tires, you'd be wearing a bandana bracelet.
At this age, no, I don't think so.
You'd be out of control.
Although the fame
and stardom has gone to your head.
No, how's it going away? What do I have on my wrist?
You got that tattoo?
That's 20 years old. How dare you? All I'm suggesting is it is true. I remember, I think like at least the time that stands out in my mind was I had made a video, I put it on YouTube, and then Shane was like, you wore that shirt because you think your bicep looks good in that shirt. Yeah. And I was like, no, but yes.
Yeah.
Well, no, it wasn't necessarily the shirt. It was the way you were. So he was.
I don't want to go back.
Hold on. It's really great. He was doing like a handyman YouTube channel, and then one of the shots was him laying on the bed. Like,
and why wasn't laying? Oh, I was.
He was leaning on the bed, flexing as hard as
that wasn't the shot. I was
shaking, flexing.
I'm sitting on the edge of the bed. It wasn't a whole thing, but
it was a very funny show, though. It was good.
Don't try and throw me off kilter with a
camera. No, I swear. All right.
But Was it?
I think everything you do is good.
I really want my dad in his retirement to start a handyman YouTube channel.
What was like a joke in here? Like, I couldn't do
just
it.
Just dropping screws.
God damn it.
Just leaving the camera rolling, beating off in the room. It's a 7.5 hour video. He jacks off twice. God damn it. Jizzes on himself. Fuck.
Just live streaming.
Live streaming. Dad jacked off.
He's trying to build a birdhouse. Yeah,
just keeps jacking off behind the shed.
There's a goddamn Phillips in.
Oh man.
But it,
Patsy.
If you're gonna tell me you don't want to like wear a ring occasionally.
I don't want to wear a ring.
It's never rings. It's never rings. It's like I think like a necklace for some
necklaces
reason.
Necklaces crossed my mind.
Yeah. No wonder you came down on me so hard. You realize you ever wear a fucking necklace off me?
I'm not wearing V-necks.
What?
You would wear like a V-neck and have like a, yeah, you'd be weird. You'd be weird. And neither of us have the body type for a chain. You don't have a lot of shoulders.
No, no, no. Yeah.
I have a hunched over neck. Yeah. Half the chain would be laying flat on the back of my fucking neck. It'd be bad.
It is funny. Without shoulders and wearing a bunch of stuff on your wrists. It just
I know. I didn't want to bring up the shoulders, but the shoulders with the fucking Johnny like Depp bracelets would be nuts looking. It'd be chaos. It wouldn't be cool. It'd be like if you wore a bracelet like that, I would think something happened to your wrist.
Now, if you got super tan and shaved your head, you'd look like a
It doesn't work.
Street Fighter guy.
I tried that.
Shaving the head?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I have like an old Saint Christopher medallion that my mom gave me when I was a kid, and I want to make a necklace out of it. Every once in a while, I think I will never, but I do think about
like a nice thin necklace.
I know, but it's like it's a whole new guy. That, you know what I mean?
I know, I'm not that guy.
Yeah,
and the thin necklace also on me looks crazy.
Yeah,
and then you go swim. I've gone swimming wearing a necklace. I look insane.
Yeah,
it's not good.
I always think of really insecure dudes when I think of the chain with a medallion.
It sounds like we're the ones that are the actual insecure ones.
I know, but I get to put it on.
Like,
there.
Who do I think I am? I can never wear a fucking necklace.
No one would care. It'd be totally
I never wore a watch
people.
In my life till I got this. Now I see what that's about.
I feel like I have a photo that it's like a break in case of an emergency if I ever need to make something up to you.
What photo?
When I shave my head.
Let me see it.
No, absolutely not.
Please.
Absolutely not. First
why?
Because I look insane, but what the plan was, I was going to like, this was like Facebook time era.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was going to put this post that's like, I'm done trying to fight the hair loss. Like, you know, and I was wearing a shirt that said real women suck dick.
Oh my God. What the fuck?
That's the joke. And so I have that photo, and that's what I'm saying. Like, if I ever, I'll show it to you.
Yeah.
But my hair. So just to because
wait, who gave you a shirt that said "Real Women Suck"?
I bought it offline. So
you're such a pervert.
No, it was a joke. It was.
I know.
But my hairline is like so thick right up front.
Yeah.
And then it's thin.
Yeah.
So when I shaved it, I would get like a 5 o'clock shadow like here.
You get a little Ronaldo.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Well, it's just a soccer player that did that.
Oh.
Look.
Doesn't work for me.
I thought I could do it. I've been on this podcast bragging for years. I'll just go bald like a man.
Yeah.
You start staring it down.
Yeah.
You go, this is not going to be good. I thought I'd get jacked or something if I was going bald. I mean, I can't be bald and fucking fat.
Yeah. There's no point to making money if you can't get your hair back.
Yeah. What? I got a haircut the other day, and the lady like showed me my hair from the back. Not good.
I'm getting hair.
I was like,
good for you.
Are you?
I'm not going to bring it. I'm going to just stop it where it's at.
That's fine.
I'm not going to get like a hairline.
No, go all the way back.
It would bald?
No. I'm just saying, fill it all the way out.
No.
Get a lush.
I don't
head
like
of
when
hair.
People do that. I don't like when people have fake hair and an old face. Like a wrinkled face with a hairline. No. It's crazy.
No. But it looks so good.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, the pros. You go to Turkey or whatever?
Fuck no, I'm not. No matter what, I'm not going to Turkey.
Yeah. Terrible idea.
Why?
That's crazy.
Trying to turn on you. I don't know. He's got me.
You would do it in a second.
Would you go to Turkey? You won't leave fucking Pennsylvania.
No.
But for the hair,
of course I wouldn't go to Turkey. No. You did like somebody.
There's stuff around here.
I heard the best guys are overseas. But how could that be?
I think it's just the cheapest.
Oh, okay. I would want.
I had to. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not. I probably won't ever do it out of laziness.
Yeah. It's never too late, right?
I'll yeah, it with is. You. You can't go bald and then get hair all of a sudden.
Yeah, you can.
I mean, you can, but it's crazy.
It's tough.
Nah.
It's wild to not have hair.
Like, I think that's what you should do. Just be let it go. Really ostentatious about it. Let it go all the way.
To my eyebrows. Yeah. It'd be like if Louis got hair.
Yeah.
It'd be fucked up looking.
It'd be sick, dude.
I don't know. If Louis fake hair creeps me out a little.
If Louis came back
with a full head of
red hair.
That'd be awesome.
He's back.
Well, Gerby's, it's amazing to have you come out of retirement like this.
Thanks for having me on.
What have you been up to sexually? What have you been up to?
I
bring you on here. I need to know about your sex life.
Yeah. I mean, it's exactly what you would imagine.
It's the same old tricks.
Same old tricks, perhaps a few.
Ooh, yeah, well, new ones?
But no, well, I can't. But you were at the table read. The only new thing that I,
what
discovered.
What did you discover?
Just that different women have different sensitivities. On
oh, in the scripts you included this. It's real. That's real.
How did you find that out? Research or
through open communication? The better.
Yeah. So what did you discover through open communication in the bedroom?
That different. Well, I mean, we'll just write something else. But different sides of the.
We can. Yeah, that's fine.
Clitoris are sensitive for different women. They'll be Ooh, like one
so
side.
Some ladies are like, I'm a lefty.
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
And now I'm thinking about my own dick and whether it's lefty or righty.
Mine seems like a middle.
Yeah, I'm middle.
Yeah, just an
Mine's
all
a middle
around.
Guy. It's pretty sensitive in
it's
general.
Equal spread.
Yeah.
Yeah.